Every summer at the University of Alaska in Anchorage, distinguished authors from around the country come to read their work and offer advice to burgeoning writers. The university's creative writing department recently celebrated the 10-year anniversary of its reading series. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha attended a lecture to hear how the program is connecting Alaskans with writers from across the U.S.
On a recent evening, Joanne Beard addresses a crowd of avid readers and writing students in a dimly lit auditorium. Beard is getting ready to read a passage from her 2011 novel, In Zanesville, but pauses to tell the audience she's looking for a buddy to explore the Anchorage Museum.
So if anybody feels like going to the museum tomorrow afternoon, come see me afterwards and we'll make a plan to go.
Opportunities to hang out with popular authors like Beard don't pop up every day in Alaska. But the Northern Renaissance Arts and Science series helps to foster a more accessible artistic community for writers. The reading series is part of a 2-week residency for master's students in the creative writing program. During the residency, students are plucked from their day-to-day lives as they work nonstop to hone their craft through a series of lectures, workshops, panels, and peer critiques. Lisa Selgi Pachuda, a student in her second year of the MFA program, says that she is able to get more out of the residency than a regular semester on campus.
I guess it's the lack of distraction, I guess, is what makes this so much more productive than a normal semester on campus. And we take it with us all year long. We talk to each other all year long, and we talk to our mentors all year long. But when we get here for this 2 weeks, we're 100% focused, and that's what I love about it.
But the nightly readings aren't just for students. Year after year, community members sit in on the free public lectures with well-known writers. Sherry Simpson, a professor of creative writing at UAA, says the series is valuable in a town where there aren't many opportunities to hear authors from around the country. And Simpson says that while you can easily pick up a print copy of a book, there is something special about hearing the words read aloud by the writer.
You can always return to those words, but they probably will never have the same power as when you heard the writer speak them out loud to everybody.
In June, the state legislature cut $8 million from the University of Alaska's current budget. When asked about plans for the future of the residency and reading series, the program's director, David Stevenson, just hopes to get through the fiscal issues facing public education in Alaska.
We're just going to try to keep ourselves viable and moving forward and filled with students, and that's a big enough task.
To listen to recordings of the readings from this series, visit the UAA website or alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Henry Leisha.